So, folks, I don't know if you've noticed this, but Tucker Carlson is broadcasting his show from Hungary all this week. Not that we really care. But Tucker Carlson really appears to be in love with the autocratic leader of Hungary, Viktor Orban. There's just something about it that he loves about this man. And he especially likes how they've rewarded Hungarian families for having more children to address a declining birth rate. Have a listen to this.
In other words, Hungary's leaders actually care about making sure their own people thrive.
Really?
Instead of promising the nation's wealth to every illegal immigrant from the third world, they're using tax dollars to uplift their own people. Imagine that.
Imagine that, Tucker. They're using their own tax dollars to lift up their own people. Well, what do you think Joe Biden's doing right now with, for example, the child tax care credit, where every family with a child gets at least $300 a month? I think that's lifting up people as well. And the thing is, I think that program's only good for a year if the Republicans help pass it with no end date. Don't you agree that that would have the effect of increasing the birth rate? Because people know that if they have a child, that they're going to get $300 a month. I don't know how it couldn't increase the birth rate, Tucker Carlson. I really don't. Imagine that. But there's a lot not to like about this, Viktor Orban, folks of Hungary. And how about this? How about this law that basically bans gay people from appearing in educational materials or on primetime TV? Literally, that's what it does. It sounds a little medieval. And according to Ursula von der Leyen, who is the EU Commission president, that law uses protection of children, to which we're all committed, as an excuse to severely discriminate against people because of their sexual orientation. That's how they did it, protecting the children. That's a groundless accusation. That's where it all begins. We have to protect the children from the gays, don't we? By God. So last year, the Hungarian parliament passed emergency laws that basically allow Viktor Orban to rule without limits, without any time limits. He also introduced jail terms for those spreading disinformation about COVID-19, and that was just a pretext, folks, so that he can control the media down the road. And according to the U.S. House of Representatives Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Elliot Engel, he said Orban was making a blatant power grab in the face of the worst global health crisis in recent history. This legislation marginalizes the Hungarian parliament and allows Prime Minister Orban to rule by decree like a dictator. And also according to the New York Times as well, folks, which this came out on December 12th of 2018. However, it says that Prime Minister Viktor Orban of Hungary tightened his grip on power on Wednesday as the Hungarian parliament, controlled by Mr. Orban's far-right party, approved the creation of a parallel court system that cements executive control over the judiciary. So what Tucker Carlson really, really likes about this autocratic leader, Viktor Orban, is that he's subjugated the gay population. He can rule forever. He used jail terms for COVID disinformation to get a law passed that will be then used to limit other free speech and control the media, and he controls the judiciary on top of it all. So the point here that Tucker Carlson is trying to make, folks, is that if Trump were reelected, to varying degrees, these are exactly the same things that he'd like to do here in the United States as well. Tucker is laying out a blueprint, using Viktor Orban's government literally as a blueprint for what he'd like America to become. And Tucker is going to do this if he can, screaming patriotism and waving the American flag the whole way.